This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Hey all, welcome to the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. What a special episode this is. You're going to hear what aired from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. this past Saturday.
Have you been to sleep yet? Are you okay?
I'm better than I was at 4 a.m.
You sound so much better right now than you did at 4 a.m.
I couldn't speak. I kept guzzling water because my throat was so tired, but I toughed through it, didn't I? Huh?
How about us? How about the Greg Cody Show? Yeti, I think, how long, Yeti, you were up for most of that as well.
Yeah, I stayed on for 18 hours. I went to bed about after the Mystery Crate, about 6:15 that morning. So, and I'd stayed with the show the whole time.
What a crazy, this Levitard show thing, man. What a buildup. We've never planned more for stuff. It went over so well. I'm still tired. It's Sunday morning. I did get to sleep a lot last night, but I'm still tired. Just overall, though, what a time.
Look, I'm just glad Greg's wife didn't kill him.
That is a perfect tease for what we're about to play. There were so many highlights of this Greg Cody Show hour during the Freedom Marathon. We prank call my mom. We talked to a doctor about my dad's belly button. We inexplicably talked to a psychic just because it felt right at 4 a.m. What were you calling that hour, Dad? The what hour?
It's the dead hour.
Oh, okay, the dower.
It's the dead hour. But luckily, what we did from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. was very well received. When you get a compliment from Mike Ryan, you know you've done something right.
And if you were a sane person, unlike Yeti and like us, and you actually didn't wake up at 4 a.m., you can relive all the fun we had right now.
But before we get to that, I want to say welcome to Miami, Lionel Messi.
Wait, what? We got Lionel Messi?
How exciting is that? If the reports are true, Lionel Messi is going to be playing for Inter Miami in 2023 and 2024. God may it be so.
Reporting it!
That is how you know we have something good for the people when we don't have time to talk about that story. On to the Freedom Marathon. Greg Cody Show, 4 a.m. hour.
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Greg Cody is rattled.
Go ahead and talk. You can talk. We'll close the door. There you go. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. And I've just lost that thing I'm supposed to read. I'm a little frazzled here. I mean, Amin's leaning into a microphone as I'm getting ready to read my thing. I mean, you know, it's not an ideal start. But, hey, everybody, God, I'm tired. I have to tell you, I've known Levitard for more than 30 years, and I feel like tonight is really tonight or this morning. This is the culmination of our long friendship to be given this prestigious 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. time slot. It's unbelievable. I've lost all track of time. I haven't slept for 3.5 months. I slept in February. It was the last good wink of sleep I had. My eyebrows are being propped open by toothpicks, which is painful. My left eye is bleeding. I'm trying to think of, and Christopher and Yeti, I'm going to ask you guys this same question after I'm done, which is...
Why don't we set up for the people that this is the Greg Cody Show.
It really is.
With Greg Cody.
Yeah.
Yeti Blanc, our producer. What's up, Yeti?
Oh, hello. Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes.
Or good night. In the words of our friend Steak Sauce, it's not morning if you never went to sleep.
God, don't I know it. It's,
when was
short
the last
in
time
a low
you,
chair.
I want to know the last time you were up this late, Greg Cody.
Oh, God.
Last time you pulled an all-nighter.
I can tell you the situation. I can't tell you exactly the year, but it was at a Super Bowl. And we were partying at one of the media parties. Media parties used to be really big at Super Bowls.
Marty's.
That's right. There you go. And this was one where it was lavish. If you don't know Super Bowls, they used to really spend, I mean, needless to say, it was an open bar, including champagne and the whole bit. This one had a canoe, a full-size canoe full of shrimp and crab meat and lobster. So it was a lavish spread, and myself and several other sports writers were drinking throughout the night. Okay, we hooked up with some other people who were fun people. I'm not going to mention names. You know, I don't want to incriminate anybody, any fellow sports writers, in case Dave's wife is listening. But a couple of us were partying with the ex-wife of the former Notre Dame quarterback, Terry Hanratty. Okay? And
what
so
a great name.
This is, I mean, and we closed down the media party. Okay? And from the media party, some of us, you know, knew somebody else from the area. So the media party, an adjunct of that, flips off to this side house. Long story short, we're partying until I get, this was before Uber. I take a cab back to my hotel. I stumble into the room. It's 6:45 in the morning. And I would love nothing better than to melt into that bed and sleep for the rest of my life. But what happens is it immediately dawns on me, shit, I got to write a column that's due at 11 a.m. So instead of going to sleep, I have to get up and write. And it was the only time in my long checkered career that I have felt that close to actual malfeasance, to actual dereliction of duty. And it scared me a little bit.
That was a really good story, but the whole time I was just thinking he really needs a sip of water. So if you could go ahead, take a sip of water.
That's a good fact.
You know, gather yourself here. You know, we're settling in. Like, I know that that switch, that line change was a little difficult for you.
Very awkward, ill-timed, but I'm not bitter.
Now, I'm very excited about what we have going on here. We have Dr. John Roberts joining us in a little bit.
He's
going to, you know, evaluate your belly button.
He's good.
He's going to do a deep dive on your belly button.
Good.
We might be joined by a psychic late in the hour.
Okay.
We're not really sure how we want to do that yet. In fact, we're actually going to put up a poll on the Greg Cody Show Twitter. Do you want us to talk to a doctor, a psychic, or both? We're going to let you guys vote.
Yeah, both of those make sense. I need medical help on my navel. And my navel looks like a small smile, a circular smile, like the kid in Home Alone. And on top of that smile is a big, broad nose. It looks like I have a nose on top of my navel. So the medical help is encouraged, and I love the idea of that. The psychic, the timing is right. It's the dead hour. Okay, I researched this, and the 4 to 5 hour is right in between late night and the first light. It's known as the dead hour. So we need a psychic, because I feel like a psychic is one of those scary occupations.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I wanted this to just be you and let you shine, but I learned something about Chris Whittingham about 20 minutes ago.
Right.
And it just needs to be brought to light right
now. The fancy lad.
Yeah, the fancy lad.
Yeah.
I learned that he gels his hair before he goes to sleep at night, and I'm going to need him to explain this to the group right now.
Yeah, so I do. I can confirm this to be true.
Ah,
so I it began because my initial salvo was that I hate hats. I find hats to be really uncomfortable. I constantly remove the hat and pull at my hair, scratch at my scalp. I don't like the feeling of wearing hats. So this continues. So I basically am wearing hair gel all the time because that's how I feel normal in life, is wearing hair gel. And so when...
I don't think you wear a good hat. Some people can rock a hat. You're just not one of those people.
It's not even about... And I agree with you, by the way. I'm bad. Like, I don't look good with hats.
You have an
on.
Amazing head of hair, though, by the way.
Yeah, I good head of hair.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Some people, like me, like I lean into a hat. And the older you get and all that, I can rock a hat. You, not so much.
But
hating hats is a normal thing.
Right.
But gelling your hair before bed, I've never heard that before.
So we're talking about two different things, right? I look bad in hats. That I can tolerate. I just don't, they make me uncomfortable. Because I am only comfortable when my hair is gelled and in a formation, including in bed. So what I will do is I will take a shower in the evening time when all I have left to do is go to bed, and I will gel my hair because I feel uncomfortable and unruly if my hair is not in formation.
So you wake up with an oily pillow.
That's correct.
Wow.
That's correct, yeah. I'll try and at least like sit up in bed a little bit without my head on the pillow for about 20 minutes, watch some TV.
Right.
So that I'm not going straight to the pillow with a, you know, freshly slicked head of hair. But that's indeed how I go to bed.
Would you put on a hat right now just so I can see what it looks like?
Sure.
All right. Who's sure. got a hat for Woody?
Billy, he's going under Billy's desk. Thank you, Tony. I can't wear this.
Yes, please.
No, yeah, you can. No, you can actually wear this.
I'm not wearing that.
Oh,
no,
come on. That's a great hat. No. It's a hat, for Christ's sake. Put it on.
This is Roy's hat.
All right. This one says Yo Mama. This one I can deal with.
All right. Let's see. Somebody take a photo because we need this.
We're on
Chris
YouTube.
Whittingham, the fancy lad, wear a fancy hat.
Yeah.
You know, that's not bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's a little low on your head.
I think it's a glasses.
These dad hats, though, like, I have a big head. I can't rock these dad hats.
That's a cop. He's a cop.
Yeah. He is a cop. Yeah. A bad undercover cop. He's the guy who infiltrates a high school.
I'm not telling you anything, cop.
Oh, my God. I just looked at myself in the picture. I look like a cop.
Narc. You really do. Using all the kids' lingo to try to worm his way into the school.
Yeah. Where are the deals happening? I hear there's some mischief.
Right. Oh. Hey, Christopher, God. I feel like I need to call Mom. Should I call my wife right now?
Is she expecting your call?
I don't think so. God, no.
You want to prank call your wife?
I think it would be fun.
At 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, because I do need to ask her something.
What?
Can I do that or no?
I mean, okay, go ahead and talk while I call her.
Oh, you'll
what
do that.
What are you going to ask her, Greg? What do you think you'll ask her? You ask her what she's wearing?
I know what I have to ask her. I think we might have dinner reservations tomorrow night or tonight. God, I can't keep track of the time.
You Did love I... a dinner reservation from something I've learned of you over the last few weeks. You love a dinner reservation.
Yeah, my wife makes them, though, so I don't know anything about that. So it's going to determine the rhythm and the rhyme of my day today if I know whether or not I have to meet a deadline to go to dinner. So I'd like to know now.
So you just want to, like, just make a casual call to her?
I would. I mean, you know.
Okay, go ahead. You're talking about, like, Shannon Sharp style. Like, you just want to put her on speaker?
Yeah, you never know with her. She could be up.
All right, she's definitely not up. Go ahead, Dad. If that's what you really want to do, call her. This seems a little ridiculous, but, you know, it's 4 o'clock. Put it on speaker. Turn it up.
Make sure to tell her she's live on the air.
Why?
You know, just do whatever you want.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Why isn't she answering? Where is she?
Who is she with?
Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hello?
How you doing? Hello?
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong? I had a quick question for you. Do we have a dinner reservation tomorrow? I feel like I thought we did.
No.
Seriously?
You have to ask me this right now.
What's that?
You have to ask me this right now.
Well, because it's going to affect the rhythm and rhyme of my day today. It would help me to know right now whether or not we had a dinner reservation. Are you saying you don't know or we don't?
I mean, we have to talk about that right now. I don't think your rhythm of your day is really going to be affected by that right now.
All right. It sounds like you're in a bad mood. What happened? You have a bad day or what?
It's called sleeping in the middle of the freaking night. What are you talking about?
Okay. All right. Hey, I love you so much.
What are you doing?
Well, we're actually doing a podcast right now.
I know, but why are you calling me right now?
I wanted to know whether or not we were having dinner tomorrow night, but you've... you know, you've answered the question, we don't, which is great. So I want to thank you for that and love you very much. Hey, go back to sleep, would you?
Put a Lobo's mint under your pillow and dream big.
Yeah, that'll probably be really likely, and I can go right back to sleep right now.
Okay. All right. Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How'd that go for you?
About as well as I thought it might, actually. But it's fine. She's a perfect person.
I want to know what topics you brought. Let's go. We got a few minutes now before our interview. This is time for Greg Cody to shine, America.
We led with my hair gel, so I can't imagine it's that much.
No, that was good, though. I mean, I've never heard of anybody who gels their hair before bed. It's like ridiculous.
I'm more just amazed by your voice right now and how tired you sound.
Almost like it's 4 a.m. I haven't slept.
Have you slept? You did sleep, though. You've slept more than anybody.
No, I've had I had two attempts at power naps. But here's the thing you have to realize about South Beach. My hotel's right on Collins Avenue. Because Oceanside is blocked off from traffic, Collins Avenue gets all the traffic. Okay, so rolling by my hotel when I'm trying to take a nap are all these cars, you know, bumping hip-hop and everything, which is great. I don't mind that, except when I'm trying to sleep. So the phenomenon here is you have a lot of $6,000 cars with $12,000 speaker systems. So they sound great. I mean, people walk
around. So it was really loud and you couldn't sleep.
It was really loud. And that's a long story short. That would be the way to put it. And it's very difficult to sleep. So I didn't sleep. I went to sleep. I attempted to sleep, but I couldn't. So, God, my voice is like, you're right about that. It's crazy.
So is your cousin Ray going to join us? Has he gotten back to you yet?
He's not my cousin.
I thought you said he was your cousin for years now.
No, it's Fogarty. He's the guy who fed me the bad
Dad. You teased Ray Romano potentially coming.
Oh,
on.
Oh yeah, yeah, we do, right? Okay, that's Ray Romano, yes. Who's related to Christopher by marriage, and we do hope he's going to call in. We have no assurance that he's going to call in. I was thinking of Fogarty, but which is Ken, not Ray. But we hope to hear from Ray Romano. Christopher, during the next commercial break, I want you to check on that and see if we have Ray calling in.
Now, that's probably not going to happen.
Here's the thing. God bless the Levitard show for this whole DraftKings thing and Verizon. Sponsorship big time and deserving every minute of it. Little known is the Greg Cody Show podcast also came up with a major sponsorship deal that's sort of flown under the radar, but we're sponsored by Nelly's Diner now, which is your hometown diner. And instead of a $50 million deal, Nelly is my late grandmother, but the diner goes on in her name. Nelly Doogie was Wild Bill Cody's mother-in-law. And
who's Wild Bill Cody?
Well, my dad. Everybody knows Wild Bill. But Nelly's Diner has given us not a $50 million deal, but a 50-meal deal, you know. So we're happy to have Nelly's Diner.
It's the sight, the sound, the smell of it, morning, night, or noon. It's the feeling you're always welcome, and when you leave, we'll see you soon. It's the place you always go to when you're with friends or you're all alone.
Step back in time when you step into Nelly's Diner. It's the only place in town to taste Wild Bill Cody's Bison Burger, deep-fried in Nana's 100-year-old lard. Or try a tall stack of our award-winning PFBI pancakes. Dig into the signature Bang-A-Thang Salad. Or try an Uncle Dick Footlong. Anything you want and anytime you want it, we got it. All served up with a free side of smiles. We are right where we've been for 60 years at 1440 Zagacki Street, downtown. Nelly's Diner. It's the taste of home you never had because your mom sucked at cooking.
It's the taste of Nelly's Diner.
Ah, Nelly. Boy, what memories I have of her. And we're so happy to have her on as a sponsor. That's terrific. Patronize Nelly's, by the way. It's in your hometown. And do that, will you?
Okay. All right, let's move on now. We have a doctor in the house.
Oh,
Dr.
Boy.
John Roberts is with us now. Hello, doctor.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
How you doing?
Now,
I'm doing great.
Before my dad shows you his belly button, give the people a little background on what you do and what medical field you work in.
Well, I'm a radiologist, and I specialize in abdominal imaging.
Perfect.
Basically, I read CTs and MRIs, advanced studies of the abdomen. And I heard that there was some type of abdominal wall abnormality, and I thought I might be able to shed some insight on that.
That's great, doctor. I really appreciate that. Before we get to my belly button, I want to address two issues. Okay, you're from Tupelo. Now, I have friends from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and they have to put up with the whole chocolate references and candy bar references. Now, obviously, Tupelo is known for being the home of Elvis Presley. So as somebody who lives and works in Tupelo, is that a point of pride, or has that become extremely tiresome and annoying to hear the Elvis references?
Well, I think that is a point of pride, and it's also kind of a rivalry between us and Memphis, Tennessee, because that's where Graceland is.
Right.
But there are a lot of tourists that come to Tupelo to see his birthplace and to see the hardware store where he bought his first guitar.
And have you done that? Have you gone to the hardware store and reminisced?
I have gone to the hardware store many times. It's still a functioning hardware store. And I have been to his birthplace.
Does the proprietor of the hardware store like wear a hokey Elvis wig or anything like that? Or is it more subtle?
No. It's basically, it's just a small hardware store. People go in there to either buy a guitar or get things for their house to fix their house.
Doctor, have
you... Nothing hokey about it.
Have you been to Graceland? Because I have, and I find it to be extremely sad.
I have not been to Graceland. I haven't made it there yet. But there's also a place called Graceland 2, which is outside of Memphis, in a small town outside of Memphis. I've never been there either, but it's kind of a museum to Elvis as well. So if you ever make it to Graceland, try to go to Graceland 2 as well.
Doctor, we'll get to our belly button in just a moment, but I also wanted to admit something to you. And this is the God's truth. Until I was 10 years old, might have been 11, I thought a radiologist was someone who repaired radios. and my parents corrected me. But I'm wondering, have you ever had someone make an appointment with you and show up at your office with a busted transistor radio or something of that nature? Must happen a lot.
That is an excellent question. Not yet. No one has shown up with a radio yet.
Really?
Honestly, I don't know if people still have radios, but if someone showed up with one, I will definitely contact you right away.
Okay. I feel like you could make that a niche. You could be the first radiologist / radio repairman.
Okay. Well, I did about, 12 years of training for this job, so I'm not sure if I want to go back for any more training to work on radios.
Okay. I got you.
can you just show him your belly button?
I'm going to show you my belly button.
No. Okay. Keep it up.
No, yeah, keep Mr. This Cody. Is going great. But thank you, doctor.
Yeah, but first I want to describe it to you so you're not too shocked. My navel is a small round circle, like the kid in Home Alone. And then above my navel is what looks like a broad, wide nose. I have a nose above my navel. Now, can I show it to you and you tell me what's wrong with me?
Let me ask you a couple of questions first. How long have you had this? Can you remember?
My whole life. Like, I cannot remember not having it.
Okay. And does it come and go, or is it always there?
It's always there. And as Mike Ryan can tell you, it's uncomfortably squishy. Like, I feel like if I pricked it, pus or something would come out of it.
I honestly expected it to be a little bit more gelatinous, but it's liquidy, closer to water than hair gel, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Water more than hair gel. Okay. Yeah, if you want to show it to me, that's fine.
Okay.
Move your all access pass.
See, white with writing on it?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Well, hold on, okay. Let the camera zoom in on it. Like, stay still, Dad. There you go. There it is, doctor.
Okay. And so if you push on that, does it go in?
It does.
Ooh, that looks that hurts me when you do that. Stop.
I can almost hear it squishing.
Oh.
So what I think is going on.
Do you want to see it one more time? Do
you want to see it?
Doctor, you want to see it one more time while you diagnose?
Yeah. Just stay there, Dad. Leave like there. Don't move. Let him finish his answer until you sit down.
Proceed, Dr. Robert.
So what I think you have going on is what's called a periumbilical hernia. So you can sit down if you want.
I got to gather myself. That sounds terrible.
So all of us have a belly button, an umbilicus, which is where when we're in the womb, we get our nutrients from vessels that come out of that belly button or the umbilicus to go to the placenta. Mm. So every person has a small hole in their abdominal wall there. And some people, that hole is a little bit larger, and it allows things that are inside the abdominal wall to come out. And so some people have what's called a periumbilical hernia, which is, in your case, probably a small amount of fat that is usually within the abdominal cavity comes out of that opening. And that's what you're seeing under the skin there.
So it's
since it's been there your whole life, there's probably nothing to do about it. You know, it's just kind of what one of those quirky things about you. Now, in some people, these can get larger. Things that would cause these to get larger are things that would cause hernias elsewhere, lifting heavy weights, you know, doing extra strain. Also, if you were to gain, you know, a large amount of weight, that will increase pressure inside your abdominal cavity and could cause this to get larger.
So is it dangerous to me? Should I have it surgically removed?
I wouldn't say that it's dangerous. In some people, bowel or gut could get into the hernia, and sometimes it can cause an obstruction. And that's usually the reason that people have these operated on, or if it gets bigger, it can become painful, and then people will have them operated on as well.
If I were to have this operated on, would I go to a plastic surgeon? Would it be a...
It would probably be a general surgeon.
A general surgeon.
Yes, and usually they do a laparoscopic surgery where they put small ports into the abdominal wall, and then they pull the material that's in that hernia back into the abdominal cavity and then put a mesh on the inside of your abdominal cavity to kind of seal that hole up.
Sounds like a lot of effort. I was about to spend nearly $5,000 on knee surgery for my dog and then found out that my dog had a terrible inoperable cancerous tumor on its liver, and we had to say goodbye to the dog. But the point is, I was willing to spend almost $5,000 on Riley. How much money would I spend on this belly button
matter?
What
tidbit was that? What a horrible thing you just like passing by in the conversation.
Essential, an essential tidbit.
Well, I think so, Mike. I'm trying to put into context that if I'm willing to spend $5,000 on my dog's knee so that he might limp less, imagine the money I would spend on my own abdominal region, my lower, would I call it the lower thorax? Is that accurate?
No.
Okay.
So the thorax ends at the diagram, not the diaphragm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So this would be the midline abdominal wall.
I see. Because I had major thoracic surgery in September of 2018, if I'm being honest. Had a tumor, a benign tumor, slightly larger than a lemon, removed from between my lungs just below. But anyway, enough
about
me.
You say these things so dry that they're hilarious. These are terrible things that you're describing to us, but I'm laughing because of the way you're saying them.
Well, getting around to this, how much would it cost me to have this removed so that my belly was smooth and no longer had the nose above the belly button?
It's difficult to say. I'm assuming that if a general surgeon was going to operate on this, they would be doing it only if your insurance would deem it necessary. And so this probably wouldn't be an elective surgery that you would pay out of pocket for.
Good to hear.
So, doctor, how big could one of these hernias get? If, let's say, an extreme situation, how big could one get, and could it rupture externally?
So hernias come in all shapes and sizes. Most of the ones that are very large are caused by prior surgeries where the patient is, you know, not in very good health. And so the surgery site doesn't heal well, but you can get half of your bowel into some of these hernias.
Whoa.
And they kind of become like their own abdomen outside of the abdominal cavity. It's kind of like you have two abdomens going on. They can get very, very large.
You could get a 9-pack.
That's what scares me. that's what makes me feel like I need to have it taken care of. Doctor, in your illustrious career, how does discussing this on a podcast at 4 a.m. rank?
Not a podcast.
What is it?
You're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It's a podcast within YouTube.
Sure.
How does this rank among your highlights, doctor?
I would say that this has to be top top three highlights of my career.
And what would the other two be?
Probably graduating medical school.
Okay.
Because there's a little bit more effort in that. And then finishing residency.
Okay, so this would be the first non-medical accomplishment highlight.
Correct. Okay. Outside of, you know, getting my medical degree and then finishing the 5 years of radiology training, this would be next.
Okay. Are you normally this well-dressed at this hour?
When I'm asked to give my medical expertise, yes, yes.
Okay.
And also, I bill double for after-hour calls.
Nice.
So,
are you wearing pants?
I'm wearing shorts.
Nice. Yeah, can you stand up? Can we see the full ensemble? Give us a little.
I might have to move the computer.
It's fine. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Blurred out a little bit there. Nice. Baby.
What'd we blur out? Yeah. I don't even want to know. What the hell? Doctor, thank you very much. We really appreciate you. I think you've calmed my nerves a little bit about this because I've been very concerned whether this was an urgent matter. And basically, you've told me that it's nothing. It's sort of a cosmetic issue. That's nothing I need to take urgent action on. Is that right?
It is. And I would say as long as it doesn't change in size, you're probably okay.
Okay. And what would be a warning
sign? If you notice it to start to get larger, then you might want to have something done about it, because the larger it gets, the harder it is for them to repair.
Okay. And what about the squishiness? Is that a concern at all?
That's probably fat from inside the abdominal cavity that you're feeling.
Okay.
It's called basically a fat-containing hernia.
How descriptive. I got plenty of that fat, I'll tell you what. Doctor, thank you very much. The best of Tupelo has been heard here. And we thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Stay tuned next week when Greg details his circumcision.
Wow. You know, I hadn't thought of that. I am circumcised.
Alrighty.
If we're going to go there.
Don't need to do that.
All right.
Thanks, Yeti.
Wow. I mean, he brought it up.
All right, Dad. You got 25 minutes left.
Okay.
I'm very excited. Where's this thing going next?
I thought we had a psychic coming on because it's the dead hour. I'm interested in that.
Oh, we do, but we need a little bridge. Give us a little bridge. Give us some good tent right here. What do you got?
Greg, what's been your favorite part about today?
Oh, gosh. It's been a cavalcade. It's been unlike nothing else I've ever done. I got here at like 10:30 in the morning.
Closer to like 11:15.
Well, whatever. And it's been great. The only surprise was that I was dumb enough to think that a lot of these people would be in studio. Like, I thought I'd get a chance to talk to Charles Barkley and everything, but some of these people did it by Zoom, which is totally understanding. But it's been, what an undertaking that Meadowlark and the Libertard Show have taken on. I think it's been fantastic. I'm interested to see how they think it turned out as we're now three quarters through it or whatever.
Mike, how is this going?
I am also interested to find out how Meadowlark thought this went.
This is interesting because, like, in it, it's just been, like, moving so fast that, like, I don't really know how it's going. It feels like it's going well, but I'm getting a lot of, like, response that it's going well. So that feels good.
I pulled your son aside, and I said, you should be really proud, damn proud of your old man, because this is going way better than I ever could have dreamed. I honestly don't know. I kind of feel, are you f***ing with me? I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a rib, but like whatever you're doing right now, I dig it. This is one of your better performances. The vibe is, you're coming off real cool.
It's an adjustment to be the only person in this room, you know, because even though you all are helping out, I feel alone being alone in the studio. I could not do a show by myself. Like, who's famous?
What if we all just muted? Like, what if we all just muted the rest of the way and you had to just go?
Oh, God. I would be like singing within 15 seconds.
What, Jim Rome, goat status.
Can you imagine that?
This is incredible.
3 hours in a row? I don't know how
he
would do it.
He's the most prepared talent in the industry. He is unlike anyone else right now.
Right.
That's why it was. Up until seeing your belly button was the high point of this broadcast for me.
Sure. I appreciate
and that.
That
and Rasheed Wallace honking the horn.
Yeah, that was good.
Great. That was great. I'll speak as a fan who's watched, I've maybe missed an hour and 15 minutes of the whole thing. I had to shower. But like looking at from a fan's perspective, it's been wonderful. I've been thoroughly entertained. Yes, a little bit of it's being self-involved and, you know, having a music video and a song played earlier. But the whole thing, running the whole gamut, I've loved every second of it. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeti, I want to give you a little shit for putting at the end. Because Yeti, if you don't know, had a music video along with Andrew Streeter that we played. At you at the end with your YetiBlanc.com. Like, you are such
is generated to zero clicks.
Yeah, that's just like, I was just like, that needs to be made fun of.
I didn't know there was a YetiBlanc.com. I'll have
it to... just redirects to my Bandcamp where you could buy my music, you know.
Wow, how
the
about
one
that?
Song I've got so far. Hooray. Yeah?
You have any merchandise or anything? Because I want to go there.
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeti mentioned showering, and it made me think of you and your underwear situation. Now, you've admitted recently on the show that you will sometimes not change your underwear from day to day.
Right.
And this is a weird one where it's a 24-hour show. So, like, you've had a few breaks. Have you changed underwear? Have you showered at all? Or you're just rocking with how you started?
No, I haven't done any of that. I'm going to do that at the end of the day, at the end of my shift. At the end of this 24-hour marathon, I will crash. I will burn. I will change underwear. I will shower because I need it. But you know what surprised me about this whole thing is that I thought Levitard would do like 4 hours in the beginning and 4 hours in the end. But he's been pretty much constantly, he must be exhausted is my point. You know, a guy his age, I mean, this guy. Are you surprised, Mike? Or you knew it. You knew what was going to happen. But why has he been so involved in just about every segment? That's pretty heroic of him.
Well, he's the host for one, and you know, the DraftKings partnered up with the Dan Levitard show, and he's a professional, man. He got really emotional before all this started.
That was awesome.
The Cinephobe, it was awesome from like a human standpoint to see like a host overcome with emotion just because he genuinely loves everybody in the building. It was a real cool moment. Not great to start a show at that level of emotion.
Right.
I think Rasheed Wallace really helped save the show a little bit because then we found our groove. But it's really hard, as you've seen for 40 minutes, being the person everyone looks to carry,
right,
shoulder the burden of content. You're doing it for 40 minutes and it's wiping you out a little bit. He was in here for like a 7-hour stretch with, you know, a band would play a song and you think that's a break. No, it's not a break. It's just everyone in his ear telling him, all right, this is what we got next. And it's 15 different things he has to remember. So it's really, really hard what Dan Levitard and Sue Gatz did today.
The 10 or 20 minutes before we started at noon yesterday was honestly one of the cooler, like, just energy with everybody and like the music playing before and Dan getting emotional. It was honestly one of the cooler moments since I've worked on this show.
I was out there when he sort of did the little pep rally and we were all like in a circle and everything. When you guys talk about the emotion just before we went on the air, peel back the curtain and let us know what you saw from Dan, because I don't think I was around at that moment.
He seemed grateful. He just seemed appreciative. You know, he came in and gave us a little speech about how much he loved us, and it was just, we were all just in our feels, and it was awesome.
Pretty incredible the journey that the show has taken in the past 5 or 6 months, and this was sort of like a culmination. And what's amazing to me is that, you know, the show has drawn thousands of fans to these big Moss Miami street parties. They've done a live show from the Beacon Theater in New York City. And yet, I think Dan and most people involved in the show felt like this was the biggest undertaking. Do you agree, Mike? Because you've been involved in all that stuff.
Yeah, this is one of the biggest undertakings. To be able to produce the show, direct traffic, still be in charge of content, talk to our amazing team based in Kansas City. Yeah, this is the most challenging thing I've ever done professionally. But speaking of directing traffic and all that jazz,
let's segue nicely here from a nice heartfelt conversation to a psychic.
Wow. How about that?
We have Natalie Young is joining us. Natalie, are you with us?
I'm here.
There she is.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for having me.
Are you from Miami?
I have a home in Miami, and I also travel back and forth to Maui, Hawaii.
Wow. Okay. Those are some fingernails. I couldn't help but notice. Congratulations.
Oh my God. Everyone always tells me about those.
I mean, show them in the camera because those are fantastic.
These are little butterflies.
Oh, cool. Now, Natalie, are you a psychic? Like, what's the right word for that?
Yeah, psychic. I'm intuitive. I also do life coaching and I do like holistic healing. So meditation, chakra therapy, Reiki, been Reiki master. So everything like kind of like the holistic field.
And how did you discover your gift?
I was actually very young. when I discovered my gift around 9. No one in my family had the gift, but I start having these visions. I start having these dreams. Unfortunately, they weren't the best. they were kind of like warnings. So, for instance, I had this one. It started with a school trip, and it was a very scary vision, but it was about this the school trip having a fatal accident. And I actually saved a lot of my friends' lives. I kind of was scared and didn't want to go on the trip anymore. So I kind of made plans and we did something other that weekend, something different. And there was a fatal accident that happened on the school bus, unfortunately. And then there was visions I was seeing about missing children and where they were. And it was just all these things. It was unexplainable. So then long story short, my family thought there was something wrong with me. So we were going to therapists and didn't know what was happening to me. Ended up finding someone who was very spiritual, a therapist. And then she, introduced me to these other mentors and they did some testing on me and just found out that it was an intuitive ability that I had that was very strong at 9. So, yeah. And then I turned it off. They helped me just kind of learn how to turn that off for a little while. Live my childhood, and then realized later that it really wasn't a curse. It was more of a gift that I could use to help people, guide them through life, to help make decisions, prevent, you know, save people's lives, and just kind of guide them on the right path. So later in life, I decided that's what I wanted to do.
The reason we wanted you on is that this is airing from 4 to 5 a.m., which I consider to be the dead hour, right in between late night and first light, which is spooky to me. And there's something about being a psychic that I find to be a little bit of a spooky thing. Do you find that a little spooky as well?
No, not for me.
Okay.
I like it when I was a kid, it was, but now I find it as a gift so that I use it to guide people, you know, like how many times we ask, like, should I be in this relationship? Should I be taking this job? Is this the right move for me? So I use that, my gift now, to guide people to make the right decisions.
And what kind of information do you need from somebody to form an evaluation? For example, just hearing me speak and seeing me, are you able to form any sort of a indication of the type of person I am, whether I'm doomed, whether I'm about to hit the lottery? Like, what can you tell about me just from having met me?
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily need a... actually, I don't even see you, though. I'm not seeing your picture.
I'm the one waving right here.
A lot of my clients are by phone sometimes. Or I've done a lot of programming, and I didn't see people. I was just hearing their voice. So
really?
I don't necessarily have to see anybody. It's just picking up energy around the voice. What I can pick up around you is that there's been a lot of changes in the past 2, possibly 3 years. You've had some standstill. There's been time that just been things at a standstill, but things are finally going to start to move for you in multiple areas. But there's areas that you've been really trying hard to make that happen. And things are finally, doors are going to open, opportunities are going to fall in place. I just feel like you're a very strong-minded person, and usually what you put your mind to, you can almost always make happen. Lately, though, I think there's been sometimes a little bit of confusion, questioning yourself, should I, shouldn't I, is this the right move, is this not the right move? So you question yourself just a little bit sometimes, but that's because of you feeling a little insecure in decisions lately because of things that didn't work out in the past.
Wow, that's a lot of baggage to unpack there for me. but it's a pandemic thing with me.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely a pandemic thing with all of us.
Right. And also, I haven't slept in 3.5 months. February was probably the last time I really got a good night's sleep.
And you need to change your underwear. I feel something about if you change your underwear more often,
really?
Then I think that might help.
Okay.
Especially with the interview. I don't know if you're meeting people, like communication, better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a good communicator. Although yeah. I do that for a living, oddly enough.
But, you say you haven't slept in 3 months. It sounds like you're currently sleeping.
You know what? I can't Damn. Disguise doing this at 4 a.m. It's tough.
Only
Natalie,
10 more
you know
minutes.
What I mean.
Only 10 more minutes. Let's go. Finish strong.
I am finishing strong. Natalie.
Need sleep.
I do need sleep. I really do. What do you see in my future?
There's a few different things that I'm picking up. Pick an area that you're interested in because there's a few different visions I'm feeling.
Well, I have a very serious interest in gardening. I'm currently growing a crepe myrtle tree that's confounding me because it's one of the mother branches was lopped
See,
off tragically.
Right there. That's in your future. It's yes. gardening. Fine.
That's what made me notice that gigantic leaf because that's a passion of mine along with cooking. Are you ever drawn into terrible cases such as parents who've lost a child, who have a missing child, come to you looking for clues to the whereabouts?
That was when I was very young. That was probably one of the first clients I've worked with. Yeah. Especially for some reason, Maui, Hawaii is so sacred and it's beautiful. And people go there for so many like retreats and healing and like so many positive things. Right. But unfortunately, a lot of people go missing. So yeah, I was always called up right. on missing cases. Some of them turned out, you know, okay. And then unfortunately, yeah, we found a few people that weren't, it just didn't work out. Yeah.
Now, when you're counseling people on relationship matters, there's not that much pressure. But when you're dealing with something like a missing child, there's pressure on you. I mean, they're looking to you to be a miracle worker. Is that stressful?
It's not as stressful because I'm feeling under pressure because I've been rated at like 99.8% accuracy. So it's just a natural, like I could see, you know, these flowers, I can see those visions. I know when I'm feeling accurate. It's not pressure like that, but it's pressure because I want to give these people positive news. I want to, you know, help them and hope that the outcome turns out good. And it's pressure about giving bad news. It's more emotional for me than I would say the pressure of not being able to perform and give them the information that they want. So it's more of an emotional.
And Natalie, before we let you go, what do you see as the future of the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz as it sets sail in its new partnership with DraftKings?
I feel very positive about it. I feel extremely I think it's going to go quickly and go well and just start like exploding. I just Great. Feel good with it.
Natalie, is there anything you'd like to promote? Do you have a website, a book, anything you'd like to mention?
People can reach me at A, as in the letter A, meditationroom.com. They can also reach me in Florida area at 305-900-8852. In Hawaii is 808-276-1017. And the website again is ameditationroom.com.
ameditationroom.com. Natalie, yep. thank you for joining us on the Greg Cody Show in the dead hour. We appreciate it.
It was nice meeting you guys. You have a good day.
Thank you, Natalie.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dad, you got about 7 minutes left. I think you're just going to go to singing, right? That's probably all you got left.
I could sing. I mean, did that go well, the Natalie thing?
It's great. Yeah, I think it was all right.
It was
I
all
had
right.
one person send me a comment saying it was good, sent me a text saying
okay.
it was good.
All right, because I never know. I thought the doctor went well. Natalie, I'm not sure. I need feedback.
Greg, I'm really surprised you went and asked her about Dan. That's not very in character for you to be less self-absorbed and ask her how the Greg Cody Show is going to go.
I was afraid of the answer. you know, that kind of an occupation, I had to resist being more cynical than I might have sounded because if I'm being honest, I'm not a huge believer in psychics. How do you all feel about that? Because is it a credible thing? I mean, she seemed legit, and I'm sure she is, but the whole line of...
I don't like that. You should have called her out while she was on. You wait till she leaves to say you don't really believe in it. I was a little suspect when she said you're a hard worker.
Yeah. Did she say that?
Yeah, when she said that, I was like, I feel like she's just saying words.
I didn't hear her say that, actually. Yeah, I've never been accused of being a hard worker. I don't know. Ameditationroom.com. Flood her with business because she's fantastic. I'm going to have to study more about that because I don't know enough about being a psychic. I thought she was, is she the kind of person who does a seance and speaks to the dead or no?
That would have been a great question for you to ask.
Question for her.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe next year when we do this thing again, we'll have her back on.
Right. Hang on just a second.
Got to take a swig of water.
Ah, my throat is so parched.
The good thing is you can, I think, now go sleep for a few hours.
I think I will. I really do. I think I will. What's on next? Like, who's on next on the show? Who do I look forward to?
Mystery Crate, which is just a collective ensemble of your favorite Levitard show with Stu Gatz characters.
I know the Mystery Crate.
Yeah, you often contribute.
I think I do.
Or you used to with You Never Know.
Right, You Never Know. Yeah. Wasn't that an original bit on the Mystery Crate?
But then you spun out and started your own podcast, and now you're sitting on an empire here that's getting thousands upon thousands of viewers at 4:56 a.m. Eastern time.
Right. I really appreciate people who have tuned in this late, and I hope, I have to think that most people who are watching the show right now have listened to the podcast in the past, but if not, welcome aboard, and thank you all so much. And
God, you sound terrible. Thank you, Yeti, for helping us out today.
Yeti,
do you want,
course.
Dad, would you like to sing a song on the way out with your terrible voice?
I can't even think of a song.
Sure, it's royalty free.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Don't sing.
No commercial. Yeah, I would. If you want to give me an original piece of music,
I would never do that.
How about a Lobos update?
Well, you know, it's always football season, right?
All right, let me get it.
You know, normally, it's time now for a weekly update on imaging. Our favorite team, Rex Lobos. Here is their head coach and president of football operations, Greg Cody.
Thank you very much, Lobos fans. You know what? It's never the off season in Loboville. I don't have to tell you we had a disappointment last year. We did not make the playoffs. It was a crushing defeat. We've made some changes. We have a lot of work to do. We've cleaned house. And we've also made a lot of changes in the football program in addition to hiring housekeepers to clean the house. So we're going to be back full time, big time, and put a mint under your pillow and dream big. I'm Greg Cody, CEO of Greg's Lobos.
Go to sleep.
Good night, everybody.
I don't know. Should we let him carry the last minute and a half?
I mean, he didn't even give us the three words.
Hey, come on in. It's my daughter, Jessica.
Hey, Dad, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jess. How are you?
Missed you.
What's new? How is it having me as a father?
Supportive. I feel like Thank I'm you. Always supported by you, Greg.
You really are.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
I'm worried about you and your belly button.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, the doctor just said it's nothing to worry about, so.
I'm still worried.
I think I'm more worried about my voice.
You don't sound good.
No, I really don't.
Go get some sleep, buddy.
I think I am.
I mean, Dad.
You call your dad buddy? What's going on with this? No, it's good. It's all good.
I mean, Chris calls his dad Greg.
That's true.
I call my dad by his first name, too.
Yeah, do you really?
Yeah, Greg.
Your dad's name is Greg?
Yeah, you're my dad.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the bit.
Oh, wow.
That's a...
Greg.
God, I'm
Greg,
tired.
Dad, buddy.
Okay.
You're off duty now.
Greg, you should stick around o'clock. For the next hour or so.
Good night, everybody.
All right, there we go.
Good morning.
Night, everybody.